Who is your daddy?
I am the father.
You fathers will understand.
My father taught me many things.
I got an idea. How about you all sit there quietly while I make dad noises?
So here we are. We're going to talk about best acting, aka best performance. So it could be voice acting, it could be motion capture, or a combination of the two. Spoiler alert, probably the girl from Hellblade is going to win this one. But it's all about who's going to get 2 through 10 on this list, really. So I will read our nominees that we've got for this category. Assassin's Creed Origins, Batman The Enemy Within, Call of Duty World War II, Destiny 2, Halo Wars 2, Hellblade, Horizon Zero Dawn, Mass Effect Andromeda, Middle Earth Shadow of War, Nier Automata, Resident Evil 7, Star Wars Battlefront 2, The Walking Dead, which we haven't talked about yet, the Telltale series, A New Frontier, Uncharted The Lost Legacy, Wolfenstein 2, Xenoblade Chronicles 2, Persona 5, and Yakuza 0. All right.
All right.
Everyone target one that you want to get rid of. I'll get us nominated first. I'll say let's get rid of Middle Earth while we're looking at it. That needs to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure.
By the way, though, the character of Shelob was actually voice acted quite well. I don't know if there's any motion capture there, but there's some good voice acting in there. Don't get me wrong. And I do like a lot of.
I like Celebrimbor. I think he's a good voice actor. It's just.
Well, I think the orc voice actors are funny and interesting too. By the way, I'm pretty sure that Camille Nanjiani does a cameo as one of the orcs.
Oh yeah. He's also in Mass Effect too.
The other night, and I was just like, "Get out of here!" Yeah,
yeah. But
yeah, that's funny.
But it's not worth top 10 compared to some of these other ones. What else should go off this list?
No. Xenoblade Chronicles 2.
Yeah. Xenoblade can get off there.
Okay, but I will say I think the voice acting, even though it's obviously English voices over Japanese game, is actually surprisingly good. I'm just gonna throw it out there.
I would say so too. No, I would absolutely say so, that it's one of the better hardcore JRPGs with good voice acting.
Like when I think back to some Final Fantasy games, even last year's Final Fantasy 15, I think these voice actors are actually doing a better job. But that's just my.
Yeah,
I like it. It just doesn't compete.
Okay.
Not with this.
Yeah, I mean exactly.
How about
Is Persona 5 in the same boat then? Is that similarly cheesy kind of anime performance?
Persona 5 actually is really, really, really like top-notch voice acting. Like Troy Baker was in Persona 4.
Oh, well then it's got to win.
Persona
then.
5. I mean, yeah, exactly. Troy Baker is the only male.
He was in Batman too, so he's got to win that one too, I guess.
Yeah, he's in Batman. That's right.
So, I mean, like they always get really quality voice actors. This is not just like a good Japanese sport. Really,
I think the issue people are going to have with like Persona 5 and Yakuza 0 and stuff like that is they always have those characters that they're really, and the same thing with like Xenoblade Chronicles 2, they're really annoying. Like, I don't have any issues with, I'm forgetting his name for Persona 5, the blonde haired boy. But there's a lot of people.
Ryu? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't have a problem with him.
One of my favorite characters, actually.
But a lot of people complain about how annoying he is and he's not acted correctly or well and stuff like that. And I think when it comes to the competition it's going to face, like, I know Rudy was saying, what about Call of Duty? I didn't vote for Call of Duty for anything, but I would still say it's better acted than a Persona 5 or a Yakuza 0.
Right.
But that's just my opinion.
So I went ahead and moved Yakuza 0 off the list. Sorry if that's not what you want. Is that all right to move that one over?
I'm fine. It would
I'd rather
Kyle.
Not Persona 5 for sure.
Yeah, Kyle would have to fight for Yakuza.
Yakuza 0, there's always going to be a disconnect because like they're talking in Japanese and like it's really bombastic.
Yeah. But,
it's kind of a silly drama, over-dramatization of a soap opera, as Derek was kind of saying earlier.
So, Rudy,
I don't have a problem getting that away. Persona 5, though, like it just feels like teenage kids talking,
So Rudy, if Batman is consistent with season one, then it's pretty good voice acting performances.
Definitely. I definitely agree with that.
Okay. What about Star Wars Battlefront 2? I've heard good things about some of the actors in that, but is that well done or not really?
It's good. I wouldn't say anything is outstanding.
Yeah, I would say Call of Duty is good too, but I mean, I don't know if you could say I don't know. There's some good performances in both those games.
Yeah. Okay, let's leave them for right now. What about Resident Evil 7? Is it do the villains, the creepers, make it interesting enough?
Yes.
The performances?
Yes. The family, the Baker family kills
The family is so awesome in that game. They have the coolest like personalities.
And if you play, I know it's not part of the base game, but the new DLC just makes it even better, man.
I have a hard time not seeing Uncharted and Wolfenstein 2 on this list. I think the performances of both of those are absolutely amazing. So can we choose between...
Walking Dead could go.
Walking Dead can go?
Yeah.
Walking Dead can go.
Okay.
Yeah.
I would say Batman can go too. Amongst all of these, I could say Batman can go too. Batman's great, but like... God, there's some people do some really good...
I think Assassin's Creed could go.
I wanted to, Assassin's Creed could go, but it needs to be acknowledged that I think there's some really good emotional moments there. The guy who plays Bayek does a really good job. The lady who plays his wife, Aya, does a great job. Yeah. But I don't know if it's above, like, some of the acting in Halo Wars 2 is legitimately full-on motion capture acting and voices, and it's really impressive. I think that one deserves to be recognized.
I was going to ask about that next, okay.
Yeah, Halo Wars 2, it's essentially fully acted, but of course it's all digitalized, right, into this video game cutscene environment. Mm-hmm. But boy, is it well done. Like it's really, really well acted. I don't know that the writing's all that amazing, but the acting is great.
How about... Do you guys like the acting in Mass Effect? You do? I'm assuming?
No, I'm fine with it being cut.
No, yeah, I actually don't like the acting in that game.
That one can go. Yeah.
Yeah, there are some pretty bad performances in that game, especially female writers. She's just.
I mean, I know we caught Walking Dead, but in terms of Batman, I feel like probably the number one thing it has going for it is its voice acting.
Yeah, I retracted my statement pretty quick because I was like, oh no, some of those villains are just like Joker's, like everyone's really spot on.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely.
All right, so I'm okay with... I'm going to go ahead and nominate Nier to be removed from this.
I agree. I don't think the acting is... I
love the story, but because it's dubbed over, it feels overacted more often than not. Mm-hmm. So,
okay.
I know people are going to want to shoot me down, but I still don't think Horizon Zero Dawn's that well acted. I think it has one character, an Aloy, who's decent, but I think everybody else around her's pretty bad, especially, I want to say his name's Odin, or some one of them.
The guy
was he terrible.
The guy on the edge of the cliff, that guy?
Well, it's one of the main dudes. The one that's hitting on her the entire game,
that guy?
Yeah, the drunk brother of the girl.
Missing it. I thought all the performances, even on the side characters, were really good. Good in that game.
I thought the one on the cliff.
He was terrible.
Wasn't that bad.
He was like one of the main characters. I cannot believe none of you noticed how terrible he is.
When I think of the voice acting in Horizon, I think that the NPCs were serviceable, and I think main character was great. I thought Lance Reddick was fantastic as well. I forget the guy's name. I thought the guy who played Helis, that kind of bulky bad guy for a little while there, I thought he was really good. And the number of other, some of the cutscenes as they reveal the story of how we got to where we are in the story of Horizon, I thought they were wonderful.
There are two characters in that entire game that I thought were well acted, and that is Aloy and the... I'm forgetting his name.
Lance Reddick.
Yeah. The guy from Fringe.
Other than that, they were the rest.
The guy from Quantum Break.
Yeah,
and
The Wire and Lost.
And from Fringe. Yeah.
I'd rather get rid of several other games before that. Like I haven't played Call of Duty or Battlefront 2, but I would get rid of
Battlefront 2. If we're trying to chop some stuff, you know, I haven't played Call of Duty, but I imagine there's a lot more emotional moments in that game.
Well, we should pause real quick on Destiny 2. I think it was good performances. Are we okay with that being in there?
Yeah, that's another one
that like you could add to the Call of Duty and Star Wars like kind of pile.
Is it just because it's Nathan Fillion and he's freaking awesome? Is that why? That's why I like it.
I think he's a great character, but I think everybody else. I think that Lance guy's
he's in that game too.
But they all do amazing performances. Like they get the top notch actors and actresses. So I think it's one of the best. I just think I feel like some of you are I don't know. I have to say it. I think y'all are tying in your love for Horizon Zero Dawn's gameplay and story and all that, and you're ignoring that a lot of those actors were terrible.
Well, which Rudy, one? What absolutely do you think? I heard terrible. Kyle on that one. What do you think, Rudy?
I wanted to ask Derek. Derek, which one in particular was the worst that you're referring to, so I can try to remember who you're talking about.
All right, about. So it's real bad. Probably the first third of the game. All right, first you meet the fat guy who's got the little piece of tech that you're interested in.
Yes.
Because he's the only other person that has it. He's terribly acted. Then you go to another, you meet the one dude in the village in the beginning of the game. And then you meet him again, and he's the one that has the sister who's, like, kidnapped.
Oh,
he's, like,
yeah.
A main guy in the game.
I know who you're talking about now. I just can't
And he's, like, drunk, and he's terrible. He's absolutely terrible.
How about the guy? How'd you feel about the dude who, he was always by the bandit camps, and he kind of eggs you on to do, what the hell was that guy's name?
Oh, yeah, he was okay.
I'm just trying to get
like,
a feel
He didn't
for...
make me mad, but he wasn't, like, good. That's what I'm saying. I don't feel like we're talking about best acting. We're not talking about best story, best gameplay.
Sure.
Best acting. Horizon Zero Dawn did not have very good actors. Even Aloy was the best one they had, and I still don't even think she's that good.
All right, so I pulled up the characters from Horizon because I want to talk about
this.
I'm
looking.
So we have Aloy, right? Your lead character.
Yeah.
I thought she was really well acted and motion captured and all that.
I agree with
you. You have Rost, the guy who raised her and trained her. Who's at the beginning of the story. I thought that he did a good job. Silence is Lance Reddick's character. He's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
Nil is the guy you were talking about who's got the weird...
Yep.
Hair.
I thought he was great.
And then Helis, of course, is kind of that first villain you meet. Helis.
Oh, okay.
He says, look to the sun, child. He's going to kill you at the beginning. I thought he was really cool. All right. I'm blanking out on the other guy.
Wait, the guy that Derek was talking about, Aaron. Did you have a problem with him, Derek? The guy with the mohawk and the like handlebar mustache? That dude?
That
drunk guy?
Yeah.
See, I don't know, man. There was something... He was a dumb... Like, I thought he was a dumbass, but I thought his character was played well. I thought he acted well.
I don't know what I'm... I don't know.
Alright. I thought he was terrible, and I played the game twice, and both times I was like, dude,
I mean,
you just need to stop talking.
They even, like, if you look at his personality, bold, crass, impulsive, and a heavy drinker, and he has low self-esteem. I felt like that's exactly what I got from, you know, that actor playing that guy.
I think it's a combination of, I felt like he over-exaggerated the character. I get what you're saying about him being drunk and kind of stupid. But, like, he over-exaggerated the character, plus you have to add in to... the bad animations. Like Kyle mentioned earlier how half the face doesn't move. And so when you're watching this guy talk and you're listening to him, I'm like, so bad. But you guys are also saying some of the other characters I thought were terrible. You're saying, oh, they're good.
It just, like bad voice acting sticks out to me big time. Like to the point where people get annoyed whenever I bring it up. They're like, really, that's what you're hung up on right now? So like, I feel like if it was really that bad, if I was really being true to myself, which I feel like I am, it would have stood out to me. Now, there were bad characters, but I think that they were fewer and far between than the majority of the performances in that game.
Would it be unfair to make you pick between Star Wars and Call of Duty? Do you feel like they both deserve a spot in the top 10? If that's unfair, that's okay. We can revisit Halo Wars 2.
I think they have really good performances.
Okay.
But they are also shorter experiences, meaning, like, to use the example of Horizon Zero Dawn. And I'm looking at pictures of all the characters, and there's about 10 of them that I think have terrible voice acting. So, again, I'm alone on this. But I would say, because that game's bigger, you meet more characters. Because Call of Duty and Star Wars are both linear war games, there's less characters that you talk to, and there's less scenes where you're talking.
That's true.
But the ones that they have are ridiculously well acted. Like, Josh Duhamel is in Call of Duty World War II. He's great.
Right.
The main guy you play is like this southern – that's why I said you're not really playing a hero. He's like this southern kind of like – I wouldn't say insecure, but definitely not a cocky guy. He's kind of like very quiet and mellow, but he's well acted. So there's a ton of good performances, but am I going to cry if you got to cut one? No, pick one and cut it.
Well,
guys.
I'm just trying to think of games that I don't think, like, I, just based on what I know of them and the videos I've seen of them, because I haven't played those two and I haven't played Persona 5. I guess I'm still struggling to see what makes the Persona 5 acting. If we cut Xenoblade Chronicles 2, which to me was like, wow, this is surprisingly good for a Japanese game. Is Persona 5's performances really, are they really good?
They are much better than Xenoblade Chronicles 2, and I think Xenoblade
they
Chronicles
are better.
2
I agree
great, is a great dub. You know, it's a really good dub. Persona 5 is one of the best dubs of any anime,
okay,
gaming, Japanese.
Then Kyle, let me ask you this. So Kyle, Persona 5 or Horizon?
Persona 5.
Over Horizon. Right.
Yeah.
Wait, guys, can I ask a quick question about this, just so I kind of know where we're going. Are we focusing more on, so for example, we talked about Resident Evil before, right? In Resident Evil, in my opinion, the Baker family is the standout. The acting from the main character, Ethan, is lame. The few
Super
other
lame.
Characters up here, really lame. But the Baker family, for me, holds that game up. Then you compare that to something like, let's say, Destiny 2, where I felt across the board, everyone does a good job, but none of them do as well as the one Baker family. Which way do we want to lean more? You know what I mean?
You can
like,
make a case
like,
for either one.
I think that's your your call.
Yeah, you
I
make
think
a case
that's where
way.
You have to decide,
yeah.
I want Resident Evil over Destiny, or I want Destiny right. over Resident Evil.
Type. Okay, okay. I didn't know if it was like collective.
I have no problem with Kyle fighting for Persona 5, because I do think, again, we can only go based off how we feel about stuff.
Yeah.
I do see a lot of people complaining about characters in Persona 5, but when I play the game, they don't get on my nerves, and I can say they are well acted. Xenoblade Chronicles 2, I like the characters, and some of them are acted pretty well, but there are some that are not acted well.
Mm-hmm.
That's why what I'm talking about with Horizon Zero Dawn, again, I'm alone on this, but I'm going to stick by it. I'm not going to change my opinion. When I played that game twice, the same characters, and there was a lot of them. There wasn't like just one or two. There's a lot of them that I was like, man, you're really bad. Like, you're a bad actor or an actress combined with bad facial animations. That drove me nuts. So that's where you're getting me lashing out against you guys saying this is worthy of top 10.
Well, there were a few that I did.
What do you think about the Horizon? What do you think about the point Derek's making about Horizon?
Okay, so I think... I don't agree completely with Derek, but I do agree that there are a few, I couldn't even tell you the names of them now, but the one that sticks out in my head because it was leaked before the game even came out was...
The side quest, right?
Yes,
yeah.
that was the number one worst thing I think I've seen in a game acting in a long time. But there were a few others that I do agree were bad, but do I think it was as widespread as Derek thinks? I don't really agree with that, but there were a few, yeah, I'd say. I don't know. I'd put it in the top half of the list, at least, for sure.
You know, and you're asking me why I would choose Persona 5 over Horizon Zero Dawn. You know, the thing holding, if I have to choose one that's being held back, Horizon Zero Dawn is being held back because of the facial animation, which I would say that is part of performance. I know that's not, like, really... Did they motion capture that?
I think there's got to be some motion capture there. I'm not positive about that.
I guess just
Horizon,
right?
They did mocap it.
Wait, hang on a second.
That I was kind of building towards, I guess it really isn't indicative.
Wait, hang on. Kyle, what'd you say, or Derek, what'd you say about the motion capture?
Oh, I was just answering Kyle. I think they did mocap it, but I don't think they're at the, well, we know they're not at the Uncharted level.
Yeah,
picking up facial.
See,
animation.
I think the point I was building wasn't too fair, so I'll retract that. It's we're down to these 11. I mean, it's tough.
Okay.
I think we gotta let Call of Duty or Star Wars go. I think the four of us are not emotionally attached to either one of those games. I think we just need to vote one of them off.
I have to abstain from the vote. I haven't played either one, so I can't vote.
I've only played.
I think Aiden and Hask, I think his name is, in Star Wars are great performances. I think everything else in that game is pretty just serviceable in terms of just like voice acting.
Yeah.
And stuff like that.
Well, and Derek, the way you kind of sold me
would...
on World War II, and I imagine that World War II
probably has
is
way
well
more emotional
written because a lot of times those historical. those historical war games.
I would put Call of Duty over Star Wars. Okay. And the reason why is I do think it's Aiden, right? I think she's actually a phenomenal character, and she's acted very, very well. But I would say, like, Luke, spoilers, you play as Luke.
A lot of the sound-alike voice
especially
actors
when you're, don't do it for me. Yeah, they can't nail it. And it's not to knock them. You're not the original, so it automatically puts you at a disadvantage.
Right. And that's the case with Batman as well. You know, like, those aren't the
same
acting as the movies or anything, but...
Yeah, they nail it.
They do nail it. I do feel very good about it.
All right, so let me give you guys a recap, those of you listening, who we have on our list of 10, and alphabetically, before we rank them. Batman, The Enemy Within, Call of Duty World War II, Destiny 2, Halo Wars 2, Hellblade, Horizon, Persona 5, Resident Evil 7, Uncharted The Lost Legacy, and Wolfenstein 2. So far, I have put Hellblade at number one, and I dare anybody to try to challenge that one. And then I'm put Halo Wars 2, since that's one that I fought for to get on the list. But I went ahead and put it at 10, since there's not a lot more I can say about it other than the acting and those cutscenes needs to be
right. Zero Dawn should be 10.
I got an idea, possibly. Okay, so looking at this whole list, I mean, I haven't played Call of Duty. That's the only one I can't speak on. But the rest of them, I feel like every one of these games, there's a lot of voice acting in like a story capacity across the whole game. When I think of Destiny, I really can only remember, there's a few moments throughout the story, sure, where you're dealing with story cutscenes, but mostly it's just when you're in the tower, talking to the guys, turning in emblems, whatever. And there's nothing wrong, it's still good, but I'm just trying to find a way to separate, and that's the only way I can think of.
Yeah, the top really three for me, honestly, are Hellblade, Uncharted, Wolfenstein 2. Those are my top
three. I am okay with those three. I think you just plug that in, to be honest.
Yeah, I think I'm okay with that, too. Derek, how do you feel about that?
As long as Horizon's 10, that's all I'm going to say.
Because of the distractions from it and the reminders that there are, in fact, bad performances in that game, whether or not they're as widespread as you're saying or not doesn't matter. The fact there are bad performances, I'm okay with leaving it down in the bottom half, even at 9 if we have to.
But we can agree that Aloy's acting well.
I think Aloy.
Right?
That is one of the characters that I thought was, I'm going to say, decent. I'm not going to use the word well.
Actually, Birch is an amazing voice actress. This is not my favorite performance by her. She does great in this game. She's done better.
Dude, I think all the named characters in this game do a good job, but I'll just leave it at that. All right. I'll leave it at 9, because, again, this isn't my personal list, so I feel like I've been convinced in just our debate format here. I've been convinced it doesn't deserve a spot higher than that based on the feelings towards it. So can we put Resident Evil 7 at 8, since it does have a weak main character?
Totally.
Yes. I was just going to say that.
Maybe Call of Duty next, since it barely made the cut?
Okay. Well, Rudy was talking... Well, I think Destiny deserves to be high just because I'm basing it off performance, not based off
how they use it in the game.
Game.
Yeah.
So
yeah, we can put Destiny.
I'd put Destiny
there.
At 4 based on.
I don't care where Batman is. 4, 5, 6.
We could put Persona 5 at 6. I mean, me and Derek just kind of trying to squeak that one in. So, which is weird. I'm still trying to figure out what his end game is here, but.
Setting you up.
I know. I feel it.
Setting you up.
All right, so let me just finish copying and pasting this and tell me what you guys think about the way that looks before we announce it.
Yeah, I'm good with that.
I mean, again, this is all based on the conversation we just had, right? Of fighting for or against certain games.
I just want to tell the listeners.
It definitely is, because when this conversation started,
that while we were on break, we decided and we all agreed that we were going to make this debate quick by everybody just following what I said. I want to say that you guys are terrible at following what I said, because Horizon Zero Dawn would not be on this list at all, yet here we are debating for an hour and a half to get it at 9.
Wait a sec, Derek. You got to give us some credit though, because at the beginning of this conversation, I would have put Horizon probably in the top three.
I know you guys would. I would have agreed with me. I literally.
So you definitely did some work.
Shocked that I am the only one on here that's like, yeah, there's more than one bad character in that game. Like, really?
I didn't say there's not more than one, but none of the important characters are poorly performed. You know what?
Let's move. You know what? Go YouTube the damn game. Go YouTube. You have a very bad memory. You're getting old. Go YouTube the cutscenes, and then you'll see what I'm saying.
Ouch.
All right. So this is, again, just based off of performances, right? Voice acting and, in some cases, motion capture. So
Hellblade is above everybody else by a mile.
We didn't. So we talked about Halo Wars 2 and Horizon, of course, at length. We talked about Resident Evil 7, Call of Duty a little bit, Persona 5, Kyle made a good case for, Batman, Rudy made a good case for, Destiny 2, Derek made a good case for, and I agree. We didn't talk about the top three, really. So Wolfenstein 2, I think that the guy who plays BJ kind of plays him as that perfect, like, gruff American hero guy.
Little Texas boy.
And he's always, he's,
yeah,
and Derek, what's the thing he's always saying?
Caroline. They always say Horizon's better, Caroline.
He's always talking to Caroline.
Caroline.
Give me your wings. I need your wings.
Horizon Zero Dawn.
So it's, but it's not just him. I think all the actors are great.
They did a good job.
I actually looked up the actors because there's moments when I was like, this was really good. The lady who plays Frau Engel, who we'll talk about later.
That was a great villain. Kyle said there wasn't great villains. That was a great villain.
She's a great villain. Great. Yeah. She's a great villain. I'd say I was having a hard time thinking of great villains. But yeah, no, you're absolutely right. She's a wonderful villain.
Wonderfully acted. All of his partners and friends, they're all really well acted. You know, a couple of them maybe hitting too much of the stereotype. But for the most part, really well acted. Very funny moments. And I think it's motion captured, the way that they look at each other and play off each other. It's really, really well done. Mm-hmm. So that's one of my favorites of the year. Someone just added a row in here. That was weird.
I didn't mean to do that.
Control Z.
I was trying to add a villain, but I'll just put it under.
All right. So anyway, Uncharted Lost Legacy, of course, two fantastic performances for the characters of Chloe and Nadine. And even though he's a weak villain, I thought the guy who played Asav did a really great job for the villain. And then just in general, that voice acting is always top notch. I feel like I'm watching a movie when I play those games. So those performances deserve to be acknowledged, whether or not that game, you know, lived up to the name of the franchise or not. That's for a different conversation. And then lastly, Hellblade. There's a number of good performances here. Some of them are actually captured with full motion video, like real, like live video of them talking. And there's one guy who's always, she's always remembering, and he's always telling stories and giving her kind of the lore. And he is a great actor, right? He really... Mm-hmm. kind of owns that character and does a really good job with that. And there's a few others as well, but it's mainly all about this brand new to the scene actress, Melina Jurgens, I think is her name.
Mm-hmm.
She's some kind of video editor. This, right? She's never done this before, not professionally at least, right? And so they had her there as a test, and she did such a good job that they just were like, you have to do this role. So she was, it was kind of like Harrison Ford getting the Han Solo role. She was the placeholder till they cast the role, and then they just eventually gave her that spot. So
awesome. She
knocked it out of the park. She, the emotion that she conveys in that game and the struggle and the madness in that game is striking. And that's why Derek and many others have said this game isn't fun. It's because it's uncomfortable, and her performance is a big part of that. Because you feel uncomfortably, it feels uncomfortably real, the stuff she's struggling with and that she's looking around, and it's just wonderfully acted. So that's
why I know a lot of people think they get so arrogant. They think that, and I'm not saying Kyle was saying this, it was just reminding me that I'm not an idiot. I am well aware Hellblade was not created for me to go, oh, it's fun shooting people up. No, I get what it is. It's just when I play a game, it's my choice when I play a game if I want to have fun or not, and that game's not fun to play. And the things that they do are downright miserable to do. So they're just.
And you're talking about a different type of fun than the fun that I'm launching into. But I think a lot of games are like created not to be fun. Also, like I don't have fun playing Last of Us. That's not a fun game. It's kind of tormenting and emotionally draining.
But I actually Last of Us
story. Talk about triggered.
All right, we got
well,
it.
No,
got
no, what I mean by that is like you're not having a fun time. Like that's not a fun experience. It's not lollipops and chainsaws and stuff like that. It's an emotionally draining, heavy like experience or whatever. And that's why I opened by saying I know that's not the fun you're talking about. You're talking about
No, we hear you. You hated Last of Us. We hear
you. Yeah, you're right.
We got
guys.
It.
You know,
we
I'm
got
glad
it.
That I got that right out here that I hated that amazing game.
Wait, can
yeah,
I just
Rudy,
say
ahead,
that Last of Us, even though it's emotionally draining, it's a very dark story, all of that, I 100% agree with, but while I'm playing that game, I have fun. I'm shooting this guy in the head.
See,
I'm
and I feel
the
weight.
Out of this
I'm like,
guy.
Oh,
like,
God,
I find
don't
that
feel
fun,
good
actually.
Killing this guy. Like, when they're struggling and, like, you're straining them and they're like, stop, and I'm like, oh, I don't know.
Yeah,
like, it's,
yeah.
It's kind of, I get really
sure.
Immersed in that game, and that's too, it's, yeah, that's
yeah.
Too its advantage. Like, that's,
yeah,
that's
I get it.
Positive thing.
This is our final top 10 list of best acting or performances in video games in 2017. Number 10, we have Halo Wars 2. Number 9 is Horizon. Number 8, Resident Evil 7. Number 7, Call of Duty World War 2. Number 6, Persona 5. Number 5, Batman, The Enemy Within. Number 4, Destiny 2. Number 3, Wolfenstein 2. Number 2 is Uncharted, The Lost Legacy. And number 1 is Hellblade, Senua's Sacrifice. There's your best performances of the year. Nicely done.
Well done.
Well done.
I like that list.
All right. Well, I think we will call it a wrap for tonight because we've got a couple guys on the East Coast, especially one who's got to get to work in the morning, and one on Mountain Time has got to get to work early in the morning. So we will call it for tonight and gather again hopefully soon to continue this recording. Thank you, everybody, for listening. Rudy and Kyle, we didn't get to sign off officially last time because we kind of ended abruptly the way it ended. But thank you guys so much for being here and being part of this debate conversation.
Yeah, thanks for having us.
Of course.
Yeah, I really appreciate it. Derek, thanks also for letting me cut you off and be super rude to you and know that I'm not actually trying to be mean to you. I just know you can take it.
Yeah, I don't care.
See? See, that's it.
Well,
that's
you've got to dictate it because there's four of us, and I know our voices are getting. I know it is.
Right.
And Kyle, just as a suggestion, when we record again, anytime you lean forward, we lose you. Like
that's
I'm
so weird.
I can't cut you off because you can't hear us. But if you're talking and you naturally will just do this, I'm like, he's gone.
And that's
like,
really weird because I'm just using a headset.
I don't know what
it is. There's no microphone or anything. It's just a headset, so I don't know why it would be doing
well,
that.
Well, no, what are you using for your microphone?
The headset.
Is it, like, what's recording your voice?
Right here, I'm holding it in my hand right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Maybe
so,
it's
I have
just
no
rubbing
so I have
against,
no idea.
Like,
maybe it's pressing up against my shirt or something like that, but yeah.
Yeah, because it muffles when you
move. You're just going to have to go shirtless.
Yeah, everyone Topless would love Tuesday. That. I'm sure everyone at home would love a shirtless mustache man on next week. So.
Nice.
I'm sure we would get pulled off YouTube, I promise.
All right. Well, thank you guys again for listening. Thank you all of you listeners for tuning in and for sharing the show. Thanks for your support. Really appreciate it. I know these are extra long episodes, but hopefully you've got some vacation time, some family time where you're going to want to put those headphones in for a while, and hopefully this will keep you company during that time. So thanks again, and we've got more categories to cover, so don't go anywhere. We will be back.
Who is your daddy?
I am the father.
You fathers will understand.
My father taught me many things.
I got an idea. How about you all sit there quietly while I make dad noises?